next coach on the teleconference is Rutgers assistant head coach Norris Wilson. The Scarlet Knights are 0-1 in conference play and 1-2 overall. Rutgers hosts Kansas at noon Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thank you for having me. We got the University of Kansas coming in to play us this week. They had a bye to prepare for us, so they are probably ahead of where we are in our preparation, you know, having a few days. But we've had two good practices against their looks, and feel like we got a good beat on what we're against this week, and we're hoping to come out here and put a good product on the field on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Chris Nowoski from WG Sports for the record.
Hi, Coach. It's not talked about a lot, but how valuable is your punter, Joey Roth, to the team? I know he had 8 punts tonight against Penn State.
I think every team's punter is valuable, and Joe's done a good job. He had some that weren't great Saturday night, but he put together some good ones that helped us flip the field when we got a few drives going and try to get the field position back on Saturday night, and it's a valuable tool to have when we have a punter that can kick him down inside the 10 where we can put the opponent on a long field.
Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question.
Coach, as you've done your preparations and kind of begun the process to get ready for Kansas this weekend, what has stood out to you so far on tape, and what are you trying to make sure you guys are ready to see this weekend?
Well, we got to be. They run a couple of fronts on defense that we have to be prepared for them to shift in and out of. They're athletic up front. You know, they got some guys that can run around, and we have to make sure that we try to keep it clean up front and win the line of scrimmage. Something we didn't do great of this past Saturday, so we've really been emphasizing winning the line of scrimmage and making sure that we don't let them tee off on us.
Again, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, what are you and the other assistants trying to do to, I guess, keep some sense of normalcy with the players?
Well, it's normal through the week. I know when you hear that the head coach has been suspended, you think about it, he's out of the building and he's not around. Coach Flood's here every day for the day-to-day. He's not around on game day. So they see him every day. Practice hasn't changed. The structure of practice hasn't changed. I coach the running backs all day on a practice day, and we just carry on from there. So for the assistant coaches and the players, there hasn't been any drastic change as far as their preparation for a game.
And how was it for you on game day? Obviously a tough first one there at Penn State. How was it for you?
It was a tough first one at Penn State. I had to fall back into something I hadn't done in a couple, 3 years. And I just had to – my guys were taken care of. I had made arrangements that if they needed to see me, come grab them. If I grabbed them, if I needed to see them. So it won't be new again this coming Saturday, and I'm sure I'll be more comfortable than I was this past Saturday, but I was not uncomfortable on Saturday at all.
Got it. Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.